Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Having problems again with BTR, so back on and should be able to hear me fine. All my producers in the chat room. Somebody let me know, yeah. All right, a couple things I want to talk about today. I don't know why BTR, they had problems all last week. Now they're having problems all this week. Okay. A couple things I want to talk about tonight. I'm not going to get into the latest false flag. Plenty out there, enough on it already. What interests me is the message Trump was sending with the calm before the storm. Because he was at a military dinner last week. He had a dinner with the military and the generals and their wives at the White House. And during a photo op with the media, he claimed this could be the calm before the storm. Perhaps this is the calm before the storm. What people didn't notice is that to the left of him was General Dunford. Not one of his Pentagon chief generals or whatever that would signify, you know, going to war with North Korea or Iran, which is on the table anyway. We all know that. But General Dunford was standing next to him, and General Dunford is the key player of bringing about the downfall of the USD, the dollar, and introducing the gold-backed USN dollar. He represents the eighth regime that's going to take over the world. He has been the one in charge of that for the last several years, and Donald Trump is well aware. I told you he was the placeholder between the one regime going down and the next one coming in. He would be the interim guy to mark an end to the one and the beginning of the other. And so with his calm before the storm, I do believe he's signifying that the currency evaluation is going to begin. Now, when they're going to bring in this other regime, which is a cosmic event in itself, is anybody's guess. You know, they're in la-la and clueless land as much as the Christians are, you know, us trying to get out of here with the rapture of the elect, because there's two cosmic events coming, the elect leaving and the eighth regime arriving, so to speak. Because when they arrive to Earth and the eighth regime takes over the world, they want to come in as heavenly divine beings. They want to be seen as off-worldly beings, angelic, divine, godlike, coming in as world teachers, the 12th Imam representing the Talheads, the Sharia people, and Muslim people, and Jesus, Sananda, to represent the Christian crowd. They'll bring in Eve playing Mary to appease the Catholics. And, you know, they just got 11 of them, which I call the Ashtar Command, which has been their name, the Ashtar Command or Galactic Federation. They want to come in as divine beings. So they're going to have their own cosmic event. But they're holding off until the elect leave. And so I don't know if they're remote viewing or what, but they seem to give out signals. And I don't think there's signals of when they're coming in. I think they're giving each other signals of when we're supposed to leave. Because every time I start digging and analyzing their own numbers and dates, it seems to be times for when the elect can leave. I told you there's hot times and there's cold times. And I look at correlations to try to figure out the hot times. I don't get it, thus saith the Lord. That would be too easy. That would be too convenient. He just has me looking at signs. And I've been waiting for a sign, and I haven't gotten it yet. So until then, I just look at correlations and have fun with those. Over the weekend, we had the Draconid shower, whatever they want to call it, draconians, reptiles, dragons. That was pretty non-eventful. They've been keeping our sky in this region just pounded with gray clouds and black, gray skies. You can't see a thing. Not a star in the sky. Lucky to even see the moon. And on the West Coast, they're not seeing anything either. And so, just because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I think I can just chalk it up as a non-event. Didn't really fulfill Rev 12. Maybe it did in some way, and then I'll be shocked and say, oh, it was an event. No. You know, I think I would know. If anybody on this planet is going to know, it's going to be me. And so, so that part of Rev 12 with the war in heaven and Michael kicking out Lucifer, it has not happened yet. And so we're still waiting for the chapter to progress. You know, you got the Rev 12 sign last month on the 23rd, and we're kind of waiting for it, the chapter to start progressing now. And we're still kind of stuck there waiting on the war in heaven. So here we sit. And, you know, if you look at events, it just seems like there's just a lot of crap circling the drain, you know, and it just seems like people are getting crazy. It just seems like people are losing their minds. And the left just keeps getting weirder and weirder and worse. And it reminded me of back several months when all the witches were meeting to do their little rituals and curse on Trump. You know, and they've been doing this regularly because they said it last week again, like they were all going to meet to put a curse on Trump. Well, you know, we're not stupid and we're not lazy, and not all the time anyway. And so I've been on this. And when they meet to put curses on Trump, I simply reverse the curse. You know, I have it put back on the witches and their families. And so you look at Nancy Pelosi and Hillary and all them, you wonder why, what the heck is going on with these people? They're deranged, and they say the stupidest stuff. Like, are they on the same planet? And this is because the curse is like a form of dementia. Because it's supposed to be a self-destructing curse. That's what they were putting on Trump, that he would self-destroy himself. Well, that's what they're doing, because the curse was put back on them tenfold, hundredfold. And they just sound like babbling idiots when they speak. And so, you know, that they're rushing to give them diagnoses of dementia and stuff and early forms of neurological diseases and stuff, like whatever. I was reading Nancy Pelosi's latest fiasco with the press where she couldn't speak, and you know, I go through that all the time. But she's just crazy. She's out there, and she's lead witch out there. I mean, come on, this is California, it's her land. Pelosi, one of the top witches out there. You know, her and Madonna and J-Lo and all the witches. They have their little witch club out there. It reminds me of something that happened the other night. You know, I don't know why, but Madonna was trying to remote view me. I was like, I keep seeing Madonna, and I was like, what the heck is she doing? The stuff I have to learn, because I have no idea what's going on half the time. It's like, what is that? You know, it's like, oh, Madonna's trying to look at you, whatever, look at you, or I don't know what his exact words were there, weird, but I knew what he was talking about. It's this remote viewing thing. And she's a very high-ranking witch and a high priestess. She was granted that. I don't know if she ever put her own group together. She was going to put her own little satanic group together out in California. Maybe she took over Jim Carrey's job since he's losing his mind. I don't know. And so that's not even the real Jim, so... Another thing I thought interesting, O.J. Simpson being released from Las Vegas jail, and they were saying how before he left jail, he lost 100 pounds. He was up to almost 300 pounds. Yeah, right. Yeah, we believe you, especially me. I think they had a sit-in for him And now that he's released, they're back to the regular OJ. He's probably been sitting in that mansion in North Las Vegas, whatever, for this whole 9 years. I'm just saying. I have no proof. I don't know. I just think it's odd that anybody could lose weight in jail when you're sitting on your butt 24 hours a day. And when you get to be my age, I'm 51 or 52, and be 52, and he's much older, in his 60s now. You don't lose weight by cutting back on eating. You just don't, because your metabolism isn't there. I could eat once a day for 3 months like I normally do, and I don't lose weight. It would take an act of God and a bunch of energy to go out and exercise to lose weight at our age. It doesn't happen. And so you can't tell me that OJ lost 100 pounds before he left jail just because he cut down on sugar and salts, because I do that all the time. Anyway, I'm just saying it's impossible. It's not. He probably was not. It wasn't even the real OJ that was in there. Or they killed him, and the one running around is a skinnier clone. That's another possibility. Has anybody seen the real one running around yet? Well, I don't want to get into OJ tonight. But I want to talk about moving along with Trump, getting back to Trump, because he's in the middle of everything right now. So he's standing with his generals, General Dunford, which represents this whole GSERA and ASERA global currency evaluation, and saying it's calm before the storm, because when they announce the global RV, the American dollar is going to tank. It's going to tank. And so everybody else's currency, this is all based on some kind of socialism model where everybody's currencies become a level playing field. Well, how can that be when everybody's GDP, which is your currency and debt's based on or off of, is different? This is like a forcing a fairy tale where the third world countries get to be rich, and now the first countries go broke, paying for the third world countries to live high on the hog and do nothing, steal all the money wealth from the richer countries. I mean, hello. Communism works until you run out of money, and eventually you run out of money. It doesn't work. It just won't work. It never has. But that's what just the bribes anyway, folks. That's just the bribes. Oh, look, we want to come in and revalue currencies, and everybody can get rich off buying currencies. They're going to revalue, and then guess what? And you can, you know, people get these big dollar signs in their eyes and dream of spending the rest of their lives just doing philanthropic things. If that was true, it would be nice to just spend your life doing good things for other people. You know, these people in the New Age, they're really not bad people. They're really nice, good people. They're just so dumb. They're deceived. They think Christians and the churches and the religions are deceived. Hello. So what's going to happen is, you know, they just introduce everything to digital currencies and chip and planning, and you have to have the mark of the beast to access your bank account. So then what, they're going to sell their soul to be able to access the bank account? There goes all those dreams, right? Meanwhile, they invited all these idiots in to revalue all the scourges and do all the stuff to begin with. Because, you know, they don't do anything unless you invite them. And you've got millions in the New Age and the whole currency movement yelling, yes, 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 we want to do this, and come save us, you know, so. But that's what Dunford represents. He represents that entire New Age alien agenda regime. Another thing I've told you is that towards the end, when we get down towards the end of this end game plan, that they would round up their own and throw their own in the FEMA camps. Well, this is coming true under the guise of the Kabbalists are going to take out the Freemasons. And so this is where it gets really interesting, because I've been saying for years, the Jews in Israel are fake Jews. They're counterfeit Jews. Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. They're the fake Jews, counterfeit Jews. And I remember back in Obama's days when Rahm Emanuel, there was a comment Rahm Emanuel made about how the churches and Christians were so easily deceived and dumb because the Jews in Israel today speak Hasidic. They don't speak any Hebrew language or Aramaic. They speak Hasidic. And if you look up what is Hasidic, Hasidic is an Ashkenazi language from Western Ukraine. So now here's your connection with Ukraine, because you keep seeing the New World Order crowd trying to work out some kind of agreement because they all wanted to go to exile to Ukraine. That's what that whole revolution over there is about and stuff, because I don't care what the press tells you. The New World Order crowd knows they're coming under fire. The whole cabal, the New World Order cabal, they go by different names. And they all wanted to run to Ukraine. And Ukraine government was saying, no, we don't want you here. Good for them, right? And so that's what the whole war over there is about, because they want to go to the Ukraine. Ukraine's saying no. Well, this is the whole thing where the Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews, counterfeit Jews. Remember back in the day, we were told there are Turkish Jews from the regions of Turkey. Well, you know, if you look across the Black Sea, look, that's Ukraine. Hello, they're across Turkey and Ukraine are just one lake away from each other, across the sea, across the pond there. And I was actually looking at it before the show started because, yeah. I mean, you could go up. There's Turkey, then there's Greece and Romania and Ukraine at the top. Ukraine is north of Turkey, directly above Israel, folks. When you hear about the army from the north, which extreme north of space, it's in the sky. But if you were looking on a map, landmass, north is Turkey, and then even north of that is Ukraine. And remember how the Masons always told you that the king of the north was Russia? Not really. Not from where Israel's sitting. The king of the north of them is Turkey. And Ukraine is right there, and Russia is there. But, you know, Lucifer likes Kazakhstan. And I couldn't understand why he liked Kazakhstan. But Mongolia is on the other side of Kazakhstan. And Mongolia has always been known to be a land of giants, Nephilim giants. Huge part of history we've never heard about. But the Mongolians, which is, some people believe that is actually the Magog of Ezekiel. And Kazakhstan's a lot bigger than what you'd think. Kazakhstan's got one of the most beautiful cities in the world. They've been building this Dubai in Kazakhstan. Because, if you know, Dubai just sprang up out of nowhere, the billions of our tax dollars that they pumped over there in Dubai to build up this Disneyland in the desert. And they did pretty much did the same thing to a city in Kazakhstan, and they keep it quiet. And so I saw pictures of it, and it's just beautiful. But, yeah, Lucifer likes it over there. And it's not like everything's not connected. The home base for this eighth regime is in the Swiss Alps, and that's where they had that huge festival last year when they were opening up the tunnels. Because that's pretty much the home base of this eighth regime. People think it's in Belgium, because that's where the ICC is, the International Criminal Court and the World Court and all this stuff for the New World Order. It's supposed to be coming out of the political center. It's going to be Belgium. But the alien part of it, these tall whites, they got that whole Swiss Alps. They're in the Swiss Alps. And Switzerland is underneath Germany and next to France and above Italy. It's just kind of sandwiched right in there. And I thought it was funny because if you go to Google Maps, they don't even list Switzerland. They have Germany, France, Austria, and Italy. And the little country where Switzerland is isn't even mentioned, isn't even listed. Pretty crazy, huh? So anyway, back to this. The Hasidic Ashkenazi Jews from Western Ukraine, who dominate Israel today, the fake Jews, who dominated the Jews back in Yahushua's day when he walked the earth, and he called them the children of the devil, the offspring of the devil. This Hasidic seed line is one of Satan's seed lines on the earth. And that is why they have this right to rule mentality, because they are Satan's seed. Now, another thing is that Cain was also Satan's seed. But for some reason, it's these Ashkenazis who are the ones in charge. Satan is allowing them to be the ones in charge. And, of course, they're going to fight with the Chinese over that one, because the Chinese are little kids. And the Freemasons, who have built this whole New World Order that is, they're getting ready to sacrifice for the Ashkenazis world order. They built up Freemasonry. The god of Freemasonry is a tall gray. And when you get to like the 360 degree level of Freemasonry, I'll tell you there's only 33 degrees, but that's a lie. It goes much higher. But the majority of people don't get past the 33rd. Because it runs in a full circle. And when you get to that higher levels, they tell you who the god of Freemasonry is, and it's a gray alien. Maybe it's the same one that Aleister Crowley drew. I don't know. I can't remember what he called him, but he drew this gray alien. But they used the Masons to build up the New World Order. You know, they were like their sister organization. It was the New World Order and Freemasons that got control of the United States and the Vatican and England, the Queen, and they used their money and their armies to conquer the world for the Ashkenazi Jews, the Zionists. And Zionism is another term. Zionism is a political term for the New World Order. In America, we call it the New World Order. In Israel, they call it Zionism. And the problem with America and why it's been so easy to deceive Christians is because when you say the term Zionism, they automatically become patriotic to the Bible and think you're rallying the flag around Israel, in Jerusalem, and the God's chosen people. And so the Christians will stick up for that and they'll fight for that because they recognize Israel and Jerusalem as God's people. But the problem is the people in Israel aren't God's people. They're fakes. They're counterfeits. Now, there's two different terms. There's Eretz Israel, which is the land of Israel. And then there's another term for people of Israel. The people of Israel are Ephraim and Manasseh. In Jacob's son, let me find it. Jacob's son, or Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and Jacob gave his name to Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. In Genesis 48:16, it says, "Bless the lads and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow and multiply in the midst of the earth." So when he was dying and basically spelling out his will to his sons, he gave his name to Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And only they have the right to the name Israel. Okay? And so let's fast forward, because no one knows who Ephraim and Israel are. They're America and Europe. In fact, Ephraim and Manasseh received their inheritance through the prophetic words of Jacob, a calling that was never revoked. They were given the name of Israel because they became the heads of the northern kingdom known as the House of Israel. This is why Judah had no right to the name Israel either. We have two different distinct tribes. We have Judah of the southern kingdom, and Israel was the northern kingdom. Israel was split in two, remember that? And the northern kingdom never went by the name Jew. They went by the lesser name. They went by Judahites. Let me see. I got my notes all scribbled up. The northern kingdom never went by the name. Because there's no J in the Hebrew language. It's Judahites. It was Yisrael. There was no J. They would have been Yus. All right. So Ephraim and Manasseh were given the top ruling positions of Israel. Ephraim was to become greater than Manasseh. And this is what they did through accomplishing America. Ephraim became known as the United States of America. Manasseh is England. It became a mighty empire, but Ephraim is greater. And that's why we are, Ephraim, the United States, is the superpower. People always ask me who Israel is. Like, everybody who came over on a boat from Europe, I mean, people don't realize that the Jews migrated out of the desert. When they left Egypt, they were migrating out of the desert. They were going into Europe. And eventually they got in boats and came over to America. Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's two sons, are United States and England. Now, another thing, because if you backtrack 2,000 years, Jeremiah had taken the Ark of the Covenant out of the temple and hoofed it to Ireland. And then in the mid-centuries, the Ark of the Covenant was taken out of Ireland by the Templars and brought over to America. This is where it gets interesting with Trump, because his bloodline goes, his mother goes back to Ireland. And he has ties to the Templars. People can argue he's a Mason, too, because of his Apollo worship and gold statues and gold penthouse in New York City. But what I've told us, he went along to get along. He just went along with it. He's a 33rd degree Mason, but he went along with it. His loyalty is to the Kabbalists, Ashkenazi fake Jews in Israel. And you can see that with Jared Kushner, his brother-in-law, who owned a company and owned the address 666 on Fifth Avenue in New York, behind the chip implanting. Another interesting thing is the fact that Trump is codenamed Orange Man. The Orange Man. And I had to think about that. And you look at his pictures and he always looks orange. His skin looks orange. And they're saying, oh, it's a spray tan. Well, tell me a 70-year-old man is going to worry what the heck his skin looks like if he looks tanned or not. And he's going to go through the hassle of spray tanning. No. I mean, yeah, I've seen that stuff when I was a kid. It would turn you orange. But this is not what's turning Trump orange. I don't know what is, but it's not spray tanning. That's the most asinine thing I could think of, that a 70-year-old man with spray tan. He's the Orange Man, and orange is code for harvest. He's going to bring in the harvest. And what's that? That's candle snuffing. Candle snuffing. Going to bring in the harvest. Maybe he thinks it's just the harvest of the Freemasons. Satan's scum on the world. But people with a thinking brain know better, because we know that Satan wants the Christians dead. Satan's coming after the Christians. And he will use Trump or whoever takes over in charge to come after the Christians. That's what they call candle snuffing, when they get to war against the saints.
and come against the Christians. So right now we're in the middle of a war between the Kabbalists, Ashkenazi, Zionist, neocon, fake Jews, against the other side, which is their own sister organization, the Freemasons. And they are going to demolish the Freemasons, and that's why you're hearing reports, oh, the DOJ is warning of arrests coming up. There's going to be thousands of arrests. You better believe they're all going to be Masons. And it's not going to be any loss. They're all pedophiles. Pedophiles, angry lesbians, feminists, Satan freaks, because they're witches, too. The Freemasons are also the witches. The witches are with them. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary, they all fall into that witch crowd. So there's going to be a war. And they're going to take them out first. You better believe, I think they will. They'll go after them first. All these little FEMA camps they've been building. Enjoy your stay. You're going to break them in first. I think they're going to break them in first before we get there, so to speak. Because they are coming after Americans, patriots. But it's a war. It's a war. And this whole deep state thing, this whole deep state is the Freemasons trying to survive and trying to hang on. Because maybe they see the writing on the wall that their masters, the ones who have been operating in the background all along, pulling the strings, these Jews, these fake Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, are going to take them out. Did they see this coming? I don't think so. I think they actually thought they could rule. They would be in charge when Satan came. That's why they worked so hard at building the New World Order. And the Ashkenazis are led by Rothschild because he's a Jew. Hitler was a Jew. Hitler wanted to build the Aryan race, which was the tall whites. It had nothing to do with humans. It was the tall white angelic alienoid race. They call them humanoids. The Nordics and the different. They used to be the ones from the Pleiadians. Those tall whites. That's what Hitler wanted to prepare the world for, to conquer the world for an Aryan nation, which was bringing these tall whites in. Today we call it the New Age alien agenda. He was calling it the Aryans. People have that mixed up with racism and whites against Jews and anti-Semitism. That's just rabbit trails. It's a load of crap. It had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with it. So then you have the Aryan Brotherhood, which had nothing to do with the Nazi flag. And like I said, it had everything to do with these humanoid, 7-foot tall white aliens. Now, the Aryan Brotherhood and the Great White Brotherhood are one and the same. They're one and the same. The organizations, the one on the West Coast is in California, and the East Coast headquarters is in Indiana, which Mike Pence was involved with. See how far it goes. They work both sides. They're very friendly with the Kabbalist Jews, but they're the Freemasons. The Kabbalist Jews have been funding everything in the background and pulling the strings through the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds have been doing the same thing with the Masons. He funds everything because he's Satan's money man on Earth. He is Satan's money man. That's why he's untouchable. Because he works for Satan. That's not all his money that he has. That's Satan's money. He gets a little pittance. There's nobody who outranks Rothschild. I mean, the Pope and the Queen can stumble over themselves, but ultimately it's Satan's money man is the one he goes to direct before he goes to the Queen. Before he lives at the Vatican, city underneath it, so of course he sees the Pope. The Pope parties with him. They sacrifice kids together. I'm just trying to explain things. so you can get a picture of the structure of things. And when you mention Zionism, it has nothing to do with religious terms and significance. It's all political. Zionism is the political term for New World Order in Israel, and that is about the Kabbalists, the Satan, Talmudic Jews ruling the world. Now, these are the same Jews that in their Talmud states that Jesus is burning in hot excrement in hell. And these are the ones the churches today are supporting. Oh, let's support Israel. They're God's chosen. Yeah, right. They don't even believe in him. Their own book, the Talmud, states that he's burning in hot excrement in hell. Because they wish he was. They're Satanist folks. Now, why would God have the Ark moved from Israel to Ireland to America if his heart was in Israel? It's not. He's here in America because the Ark is here. And he did not regather the Jews back to Israel in 1948. That was all a lie and a machination set up by the Rothschilds so that the Ashkenazi Jews could get back in Israel, give them their own land. You know what the Holocaust was about? The Jews were split, just like they were back in Jesus' day. The scribes and Pharisees against everybody else, dividing the people, fighting against the Levites all the time. Well, the Jews in Germany, the Satanists, who worshipped the Babylonian Talmud, wanted to kill off all the Torah Jews. So then when Israel was given the land back to them by the Rothschilds, were going to give them the land back, the Satanists could be in charge and have to worry about Torah-believing Jews. The Torah-believing Jews were the ones who believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Christian Jews. So they killed them off. That was the Holocaust. It was the Satan Jews killing off the Christian Jews. Then this Rothschild gives them back the land of Israel, which was all just pre-planned, gives them a pentagram, Star of Satan, call it the Star of David, and puts them back, lets them have their land back. And it's been the Satan Jews over there ever since. And all the Masons over here running the Christian churches have the Christians believing that that whole 1948 land grab was of God, that God was gathering the Jews back in Israel. Seriously, with the pentagram as a symbol? A satanic symbol? The Lord God does not bring the Jews, the real ones, Israel, back to the land of Israel. Back to the land of Israel. Until after his second coming. Then he gathers up, Ezekiel 37, gathers up both sticks, Judah and Israel, out of the graves and puts them together as one stick. You can read it in Ezekiel 37, and puts them back in the land of Israel. They are not going back until then. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a brief rundown of what the war is in the background going on between the Jews and the Masons. That's what's going on now. Anyway, folks, we'll have fun watching the demise of the Masons. Sick of them anyway, all little triangle and satanic symbols. Anyway, don't forget to support my ministry. Go to SherryShriner.com, hit the donate page, folks, button. I'll be back on Wednesday. Till then, everybody, God bless.